Hello and welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we are talking about crushes. Hello, my friends. What's up? Welcome to the podcast. So, I got a request for a podcast episode on experiencing crushes while within a relationship. And I was absolutely like, yes, we have to talk about this. I think it's so important that we talk about this more. But before we dive in, I want to make sure that you do not miss my next workshop because it's going to be amazing. It is all about that question of, is this right? Is my relationship right? That thing that we obsess over all the time. This workshop is going to be revolutionizing the way you see that question. You're going to understand this question on a whole new level. You're going to be able to understand what your brain is looking for and trying to create and help you start breaking out of this mindset. So you don't want to miss this workshop. It is June 13th. That's Tuesday, June 13th at 6 p.m. Central Time. You go to relationshipanxiety.com/workshop to go save your spot, which, by the way, it's free, so definitely make sure you go get your spot there. And you'll be able to have the chance to watch it on a replay if you can't come live. But there is going to be a special bonus for the people who come live. So you want to make sure you come if you can. So go grab your spot, relationshipanxiety.com/workshop. And we are going to be breaking out of the is it right mindset. So go grab your seat. So we're talking about crushes today. And before we dive in, I first wanted to just define what a crush is, because I think that it's helpful as we deep dive into an experience is to understand it a little bit more. So a crush is defined by Google as a brief but intense infatuation for someone, especially someone unattainable or inappropriate. A crush is much more lined up with infatuation. So this almost obsessive nature that we have around a person, and it's more adrenaline based. It's more on that sense of excitement and need and passion. And I think very much, honestly, what a lot of us get hung up on thinking love is supposed to be is what our idea of what crushes actually are. What we confuse love for is actually a crush a lot of times, which makes sense if many of us have just had that experience of having crushes on different people. And I actually coached a client on this the other day, but she had someone in initial phases of a relationship where she just found herself initially, right after her first few dates and kiss, became so obsessed with this person and waiting for his calls and checking texts and just thinking about him nonstop. And this very much is what would fall into that crush category, that obsessiveness. It is almost like anxiety, really. It's just a different form and flavor of it. It is, again, a lot of adrenaline and excitement, but it almost can be uncomfortable. And a lot of times crushes are founded on our fantasy of the other person. So not an actual like knowing of the person, because an aspect to genuine real love is knowing. It's understanding and it's seeing a person exactly as they are and knowing them, like true intimacy, understanding different sides of the person and like what makes them tick and what makes them them. And a crush doesn't have that aspect of knowing, of truly getting someone. Rather, what it is what we are imagining this person to be, kind of the story that we are creating about them in our head. So when we are in a relationship, when we are in a committed relationship and we have someone who we do know and we see and we're vulnerable with, there then becomes this taboo element of, okay, here's this person I'm committed to. I'm telling them I'm in a relationship with them. They're saying they're in a relationship with me. And that is the extent. No one else comes into this romance. It's just us. Now, all of a sudden, what we have done to our brain is we have said, okay, this is what is okay with me. This is what I'm choosing. Other things are off limits. Other things will no longer be considered. And what we've done is we now have created all of these different avenues that things, people who are unattainable or it's inappropriate. Because we are in a relationship. Because we're in a relationship, other people now are unattainable or inappropriate to relate to, flirt with, have a romantic interest in. Which, if you go back to our definition of a crush, it's an infatuation with someone, especially someone who's unattainable or it's inappropriate. So, the reason I bring this up is because I think the idea of having a crush on someone else while you're in a relationship is very taboo. I think it's something that we, especially those of us that are anxiety prone and have a high sense of morality, feel a lot of shame around. We think, what's wrong with me? And I shouldn't feel that. And that's horrible. And that's awful. And we judge it. But we have to remember is that very nature of a crush is because something's being put off limits, because it feels unattainable to us or inappropriate, that creates more of the appeal in our brain. Our side of us that is more sexual and passionate, that part of us thrives on things being off limits. So nothing is wrong with you for experiencing a crush while in a relationship. I know it's so easy to want to judge that and think it's bad and think it's awful, but it makes so much sense because of the way our brains are wired. Because those adrenaline hormones that happen are more inclined when we're putting something off limits. And many of us, the reason we judge or shame it is we probably, again, have a lot of beliefs, morals that we've been given, that we hold around relationships that are important to us and that we value. We want to be faithful to our partner. We don't want to step outside of that relationship. And so we think judging and shaming the crush and saying it's bad and wrong will help us honor our values within our relationship, will help us honor being faithful to our partner. So we think judging the crush and pushing it away will help us do that. But the reality is, when we do that, what we're actually doing is making that crush, the thing that thrives on being inappropriate or unattainable, we're making it even more inappropriate and even more unattainable. Which, you know what that means to your brain? That person is even more intriguing and exciting. Now, almost if we think of that adrenaline and those hormones that we get with a crush, almost like a drug that brings a lot of excitement to us. And, you know, if we were to someone who's hooked on a drug and say, no, you can't have that anymore. And we make it very off limits, all of a sudden, they've gone a day, 2 days without it, the appeal becomes even more heightened. And when we're really trying to shut it away and say, don't feel that, don't think about that, the appeal, the desire, the crush is going to actually thrive even more. So it's really important, if this is something you're experiencing, that we observe the crush without that judgment and without that shame. Because when we're able to stop judging ourselves for it, we're able to do what a crush does, which we can allow it to come and we can allow it to go. We can see a crush and acknowledge it being there without necessarily having to act on it, without having to do anything. I know we're convinced we will, but the reality is the less taboo we make it and the more we can just acknowledge, like, this is a human experience to feel hormones and passion and excitement for more than just one person, that happens sometimes. And that does not mean I'm going to step outside of my values. That does not mean I'm going to do something I don't want to do. And that's the other piece that's important, is we have to also work with our anxiety, because our anxiety is going to make it mean a lot of things. So we have this shame that says, oh my gosh, you shouldn't feel like this. And then we have anxiety that says, oh no, this must mean I'm a horrible, awful person. Or this must mean that I'm going to cheat on my partner and we're not right for each other and I have to break up. And our anxiety will be very reactive of like, oh my gosh, what do we need to do about this? How do we need to fix it? It means X, Y, Z about my relationship. Where you're going to do this really bad thing, and again, it's very focused on the future and trying to figure out what things mean. So we have to be able to work with the crush without the shame, without the judgment of something's wrong with us. We also have to work on it without the anxiety, without the making it mean that we're going to leave, or that our relationship's wrong, or we're going to get divorced, or whatever the story is that anxiety likes to tell. Because all of that shame, all of the anxiety, all it's doing is heightening that crush. And it's making us try to shove that experience away or become even more obsessed with it. So instead, can we bring curiosity to it? As we step away and set aside the shame and the anxiety, can we bring curiosity to this experience? Because very often, I think our crushes can actually bring us some interesting data about our own insecurities and some of our own longing within ourselves. Like, who do you think you would be with this person? A lot of times when we create the picture of a crush, and the fantasy of that person, it truly is a fantasy we hold with ourselves. We might picture, if we were in a relationship with that person, that maybe then we would be more exciting or more fun or carefree or have less pain, more cool. We almost will picture this, okay, if I was in a relationship with this crush, then this is who I would be and this is how I would show up. And then I think that can start cluing us into who we are desiring more to be, ourselves. We're projecting it onto this crush. We're thinking this crush will make us who we are wanting to be. Like, I want you to think about it in terms of, we're going to do High School Musical, because why not? But thinking about insecure girl, we have Gabriella, who is insecure, shy, smart, like doesn't have a lot of friends. And she goes to this new high school. And then there's this cool guy, Troy Bolton. And everyone likes him. He's friends with everybody. He's athletic. He's cool, fun. And in this story, he likes her back. She has a crush on him and he likes her back. He takes interest in her. They develop a relationship. And through the process of that relationship, she becomes someone who is more confident. To the point of, she starts having all these friends. She performs on stage. She becomes well known and liked, all because of her relationship to this guy. So here is this like very common like story that we see illustrated in movies, but High School Musical, this story that we've been given. And I want you to think about every single girl in high school, maybe even yourself, being that insecure girl. We all feel that those parts of us that feel rejected, that feel judged, we feel not good enough, and we develop a crush on that person. The guy that we think is going to be cool, fun, that's well-liked, right? Very often our crushes are centered around someone who is unattainable, someone who probably would not reciprocate interest in us. And very often, like if we think about crush in a high school context, that's what happens is we have a crush on someone who we perceive as that fantasy of someone who would make us cool, confident, accepted. And that is our own internal longing. We put it onto someone else. We think this other person can bring out confidence within us, can bring out more acceptance or calm or peace or lightheartedness or whatever the thing is, fun. And we think they're going to be responsible for it. We think whoever we're with will create that. And so when we start having a crush on someone else, we think that crush will make us more of what we are wanting to be. So you can use that. We can take that at surface level and be like, oh my gosh, I'm a horrible, awful person for having this crush. Or, oh my gosh, this must mean I'm in the wrong relationship. Or we can see something deeper happening and see, oh, I have these desires to be more accepted, to be cool, to be more fun. Or however I think people would perceive me if I was with that person. Or how I think I would perceive myself if I was with that person. How I would give myself permission to feel and experience life. That is the fantasy underneath the crush that we are projecting onto them. And if you can tap into that, now we understand, how do we create and become more of that person? We don't have to change a relationship. We don't have to seek the next thing in order to become that person you're longing to become. To become more confident, to feel more self-acceptance, to feel more self-love. And often if we look towards the crush as the thing to make us be and feel more of who we want to be, which by the way is that's the story we've been sold in media and we've been shown is that's how, again, High School Musical, that's how we become the person you want to become is through a relationship, is through someone else. We then might be chasing many different new partners because it's not an external thing, it's an internal thing. It's a lie we've been sold. And it sounds nice and it sounds easy because we think, oh, that would be nice to have someone else just make us feel all the things we want to feel and make us the person we want to be. But rather, that's the true work to do, is to help yourself become the person that you want to be. Being able to take ownership over your own confidence, over your own experience of love, rather than handing it off to the fantasy that someone else can do it for you. All right, thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll talk next week. Bye.